Number 11th, Friday. What happens when you properly hold on to the covenant? There are a few essential matters when receiving answers. Whenever you hear the word, there is a covenant that you must hold on to moment by moment. These two points are extremely crucial. When you have forum or give worship on the Lord's Day, there is a covenant that you must always grab hold of. When you accurately hold on to the covenant, prayer will begin to take place. When you accurately hold on to the covenant, scheduled prayer will begin. The power of prayer will undoubtedly be connected to the field. From that point on, you'll become a witness. The prayer of 24 hours will begin, and the answer of 25 hours that unbelievers cannot follow will come. These are connected to eternity. This is the reason why you must grab hold of the covenant now. The start of the past 30 years, Moses. Exodus chapter 2, verse 10. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." Remnants must have eyes to discover their talents inherited from their parents, eyes to see what they will do in the future, and eyes to see what God is doing. They need to discover what they are good at, be equipped with expertise, and possess the lowest and humblest attitude as they build a foundation and challenge toward the highest goal inside the appropriate timetable. Above all, by enjoying the grace of salvation and the mission of witnesses, it is essential to see God's work of world evangelization. How did Moses become a witness of this? Number 1. The birth of Moses and God's calling. Pharaoh ordered the death of all the Israelite baby boys. Jochebed, who possessed the covenant, placed her baby son Moses in the Nile River. Later, the Egyptian princess found him. From there, Moses was raised as an Egyptian prince for 40 years until he encountered an incident. Moses killed an Egyptian who was tormenting the Israelites. Afterward, he fled to Midian, where he stayed another 40 years. When Moses was 80 years old, he received God's calling and spent the final 40 years living in the wilderness. Number 2. The Exodus, the covenant of the three feasts, and the life in the wilderness. Moses returned to Egypt in order to help free the Israelite slaves, but Pharaoh's persecution became more brutal and stronger. At that time, God allowed the Exodus by carrying out 10 miracles. Furthermore, God gave the covenant of the Passover, which signified the covenant of Christ's blood, the festival of harvest, which signified the works of the Holy Spirit, and the festival of ingathering, which signified the background of his kingdom. Even in the midst of the wilderness, God was always with the Israelites through important answers. In the royal palace, Moses cultivated his intelligence. In Midian, he fostered spirituality. Finally, during his life in the wilderness, he confirmed the eternal covenant. As a remnant of this age, you have also received a covenant from God. When you accurately hold on to this covenant, you will save the field through the power of prayer. Dear God, like Moses, help me to hold on to your covenant and become a remnant who displays your power in the field. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.